40 end of the third period. We thought you guys had a great period there, and then a chance the other way after the media timeout turns out to be the backbreaker. And I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench tonight, Coach.
It was a struggle. The whole night was a struggle. Not a good start. We couldn't execute any plays. We got a couple power plays. We had nothing there. We're a pretty beat up lineup right now. It's not even being in the mud. We're really sick, and we're missing some players. We had nothing.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, when you take those kind of players that, you know, out of the lineup, and all teams go through that at a particular time of the season, and you know, you probably knew that when you looked at the schedule that around the Christmas break and that losing some guys, that, you know, there would be a possible rough stretch. I don't know if you expected it to be this rough, but these are, you know, the growing pains that you go through. Not everything is rosy like it had been for the first 30 games or so.
Yeah, no, we, it's a lot to do with personnel. Mm-hmm. We're playing some tough teams. The Christmas stretch is tough. We haven't had any practice, and we've been sick.
Yeah.
You can tell our team we have no energy.
You mentioned that it was kind of, it was just tough throughout the entire night, yet it's still a 2-2 tie through 40
well, that's
minutes.
The thing. Yeah. You know, you, it's a 2-2 tie, and it was all on us, you know, the winning goal, all on us. We have the puck face off in their end, and we don't make a play.
But Levshin was your top guy. There was no question about that.
Yeah, he was really good for us tonight.
He was really good. He had no
good
chance.
Thing.
He had no chance on that game-winning goal, and I thought it was really, really good, kept you in. And sometimes a goaltender can do that, and he's done that for you in the past, but it was clear that anybody watched this game that he was the top Cougar out there.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look at this stretch, right, Coach? I know you mentioned it, how tough it's been, but just looking at your group, that's been a little bit depleted in particular on the back end. Again, it's great opportunity for these guys, but I think at certain times, you're obviously, I guess it goes without saying that you're really missing your top guys. And obviously you got Carson at World Junior, but again, no Bauer as well here tonight.
Yeah, it's our three best players aren't here, but that's not what, you know, makes us lose. It's we had no energy. We had nothing. We have a lot of guys under the weather right now.
Yeah, and you can sort of like
see it.
You could see it, and you could see where Calgary had the energy. And when one team has that energy, they got a lot of young guys. It certainly doesn't look like it, but they've got so many 17 and under guys. But they had the energy, and there's no substitution. I don't know how you can't teach that. As you mentioned, guys are under the weather. You know, if you don't have that. I don't want to keep using that word energy, but if you don't have it, there's nothing you can do to coach it.
No, you need that, you know, to play this game. It's a real hard game to play, and you need to have that juice. And you know, we couldn't make a play. Like, you know, Brock Sutch is one of the best skaters on our team, and he couldn't skate tonight. He's really under the weather. And you give him credit for trying, but that's exactly what it looked like to me.
Yeah, looking forward now, right? You don't really have a whole lot of rest because you get right back at it Tuesday, Wednesday. So I guess how do you approach it here, Coach, with your group a little bit under the weather with Penticton coming here on Tuesday and Wednesday?
Well, you just do what you do. We can't control that at all. You know, you got to take care of yourself. You got to get some rest, and it's going to come really quick again.
I know when I talked to you earlier, and the Cougars had a fairly big lead in the BC division. You talked about how these other teams can creep up, and Penticton winning tonight, they're within a point. You got the double against them, and you know, it's a first place, you know, showdown that comes up for these next two games. I want to comment briefly on Penticton again, and then what do you want to say in terms of a Thursday's deadline?
What do I want to say?
Yeah, like, I mean, is there anything that you want to, like, are you close to anything? Or
No, I don't want to say anything.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. I understand that. Then comment on Penticton then.
Well, they're a real good team, and now we know exactly what they're about. And hopefully we have our team back. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you, will Carls and Ravensbergen get a break? Because it looks like they'll be playing either for gold or bronze on Monday. So would that be too soon to expect them back for Tuesday, Wednesday? Do you want to give them a break and have them ready for Everett, or is there a chance they would be available for that?
If I can see their eyes, they're playing.
Okay. Yeah. One more for me, Coach. Just on Carson, who was in the lineup last night against Slovakia, Slovakia. So the big win. He was playing some important minutes for them, and just how cool has it been to see Carson at this level and just continue to give that team some great minutes and a bit of a different role as well.
Oh, I just love seeing our guys there. It's such a great experience. Ravensbergen hasn't played yet. And he probably won't play, but the experience sitting there watching all those guys, I think it's really good for them, and I hope they win the gold, and I can't wait till they're back.
Yeah, well said, Coach. Great way to end it. Appreciate your time as always, and best of luck Tuesday against Penticton.
Thank you.
GM and head coach Mark Lamb, appreciate his time as always. And yeah, you could hear there from Mark, all on them, right? You know, I know there's, he's not trying to use the sickness as an excuse, but it's just real. And again, Cougars with a tough loss here tonight.
I remember, was it last year or sometime? You guys.